Every Monday, we have This Just In, 5 minutes with the Youngstown City School CEO, Mr. Justin Jennings. Good morning, Mr. Jennings.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good this morning. I'm doing good. Okay, you good?
I'm good. All right. A little sleepy, but hey.
Yeah, you know, it's back to the grind for everybody, including a school that had closed for a little fire. We'll get into that in a minute. But I saw in the news that we're worrying about testing the children already. Tell me about the testing changes and what's coming up.
Yeah, we had our third and fourth grade virtual ELA test scheduled for those virtual students today, but we had to postpone it until the 24th.
Okay.
So those students who were, and parents who we contacted, you know, earlier, a few weeks ago about the bus schedule, that's going to take place on Wednesday, not today.
Okay.
But all those students who are hybrid or who are in-person learning, they'll do their testing tomorrow, which is Tuesday as scheduled.
Okay. All right. So we've got testing going on. We're all trying to get back into the swing of things. Thank you so much for telling us about that. Now, seniors, I know that they have to take SATs before they go to college. Is that happening too?
Right. Actually, the juniors and the seniors who didn't take it previously, they are taking the SAT on Wednesday. So make sure our parents, make sure that your scholar is there on time. Make sure you get them some food at home. We'll get them some food at school. Make sure they're ready to go. They get some good rest. That means our scholars, you can't be up all night playing Xbox and PS2 and TikToking.
Right. Listen, because TikTok will show get you. Anyway, make sure you are cognizant of your time. So with the return of school, I know there's a return of a lot of other stuff. Parent U, is that back?
Right. Parent U is back this week on Thursday.
Okay.
Our next session is Thursday, and it'll begin at 5 o'clock. It's still on Zoom for right now. So you can go to our district website, which is www.ycsd.org. Look under the parent tab, and you will find the link to our Zoom and any other parent information they need.
Okay. And speaking of Zoom, you've probably got some other meetings and things happening virtually as well. Anything else happening with Zoom?
Tomorrow, our board meeting. Board meeting is tomorrow, but that's pretty much it for Zoom for us.
Okay, good. So I was just checking to make sure, because I know a lot of times there's a lot of things that are happening virtually, and I sometimes get notices about them the day of or right after, so I want to make sure I fielded that to you first. Okay, so I was saying that we're all back to school now. I saw last Friday, I think it was, Martin Luther King was closed because they had a fire. Are they back in Adam today as well?
Yep, Martin Luther King is back in Adam. I mean, we have a tremendous maintenance and facility staff who got the school back and ready to go today. I mean, they did work. I talked to Mr. Thomas, who's the lead custodian over there, yesterday about 5:30, and he said that they were pulling everything out, getting all the equipment out of the way, and to go today. So thank you, you know, the facilities and maintenance team across the district, and Mr. Thomas and Mr. DeMuzio.
Okay, was anything kind of destroyed in the fire?
You know what? Fortunately, no. You know, all of our buildings except the one that I'm housed in are pretty much brand new. So if they've been built in the last 10 years, they have to have a fire system.
Okay.
A sprinkler system, I'm sorry. And the sprinklers worked. They worked. Actually, it worked a little too good, but it's all good.
You know, we'll take some water log over a disaster. So that was a really good thing. And it's good to know that all of the schools have been fitted with a updated sprinkler system that actually works.
Absolutely.
That's very good to know. Very good to know. Well, any other parting words for the parents of Youngstown City School scholars or anybody who might be riding a Youngstown City School bus during this second week back to school?
Well, we just ask you to continue to allow us to be patient with the bus, and also our food distribution sites have changed. Well, not changed, but we've reduced them because there's some scholars who are going back to school. So they're East, Cheney, Wilson, Palsy Bun, and then at Chauffin as well. And if you do go to Chauffin, you enter on Walnut Street and you go to door 3. So those are the sites now.
Awesome. Keep that in mind, parents. And also, we thank everybody for their patience as we try to figure out and get our feet together for the new normal. I want to thank you so much, Mr. Jennings, for being on with me this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
Thank you all for joining us for This Just In, 5 minutes with the Youngstown City School CEO. Be sure to tune in to our next episode.